Welcome to another edition of the Cleveland Pops Orchestra Rhythms and Views. I'm Carl Topolo, conductor of the Cleveland Pops, and today's program is entitled My Favorite Broadway, Volume 2. This week's show is brought to you by Mr. Hero. We'll be giving away tickets to our February 12th concert at the end of our show, so do stay tuned. Let's begin tonight's show with the balcony scene from West Side Story by Leonard Bernstein, lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. Maria is played by Mary Satrakian, and Tony is Douglas Webster. The National Repertory Orchestra is conducted by yours truly, Carl Topolo, in a live performance from July the 3rd, 1999.
Worth you, never.
That was the balcony scene from West Side Story by Leonard Bernstein. Mary Satrakian and Douglas Webster were the singers, and Carl Topolo conducted the National Repertory Orchestra in a live performance from last summer in Breckenridge, Colorado, altitude 9,603 feet. In 1957, the world of musical theater took a major step forward with West Side Story. Jerome Robbins' brilliant choreography and direction set new standards for Broadway, and the show became a classic of our own time. One of my favorite scenes is the ensemble number at the beginning of Act Two, in which each group and individual sings their feelings about what's about to transpire. Only in music can these feelings be expressed simultaneously. The Jets and Sharks, the two rival gangs, sing of how they're going to destroy the other, while Maria, Tony, Bernardo, and Anita sing of how they plan to spend the evening.
The Jets are gonna have their day tonight. The Sharks are gonna have their way tonight. The Puerto Ricans grumble, fair fight. But if they start a rumble, we'll rumble them right. We're gonna hand the muscle prize tonight. We're gonna cut them down to size tonight. We said, okay, no rumpus, no tricks, but just in case they jump us, we're ready to mix tonight. We're gonna rock it tonight. We're gonna jazz it up and have us a ball. We're gonna get it tonight. The more they turn it on, the harder they fall.
That was Kira Takanawa and Jose Carreras under the direction of Leonard Bernstein in the ensemble setting of Tonight from West Side Story. We'll be back after a short intermission. Now let's move from Sondheim the lyricist in West Side Story to Sondheim the lyricist and composer. We're going to listen to Getting Married Today from Company. This incredible song is a combination of rap and patter, borrowing from rock and early 19th century opera in a most extraordinary way.
Find my shoes anywhere.
Today is for Amy. Amy, I give you the rest of my life to cherish and to keep you, to honor you forever. Today is for Amy, my happily soon to be.
Amy, we're really getting married.
Pardon me, is everybody there? Because if everybody's there, I want to thank you all for coming to the wedding. I'd appreciate your going even more. I mean, you must have lots of better things to do, and not a word of it to Paul. Remember, Paul, you know the man I'm going to marry, but I'm not, because I wouldn't ruin anyone as wonderful as he is. But I thank you all for the gifts and the flowers. Thank you all. Now it's back to the showers. Don't tell Paul, but I'm not getting married today.
Find his good cufflinks.
On the dresser. Right next to my suicide note. Listen, everybody, look, I don't know what you're waiting for. A wedding, what's a wedding? It's a prehistoric ritual where everybody promises fidelity forever, which is maybe the most horrifying word I ever heard, and which is followed by a honeymoon where suddenly you'll realize he's saddled with a nut and want to kill me, which he should. So listen, thanks a bunch, but I'm not getting married. Go have lunch, because I'm not getting married. You've been grand, but I'm not getting married. Don't just stand there. I'm not getting married. And don't tell Paul, but I'm not getting married today. You go, why is nobody listening? Goodbye, go and cry at another person's wake. If you're quick for a kick, you could pick up a christening, but please, on my knees, there's a human life at stake. Listen, everybody, I'm afraid you didn't hear. Do you want to see a crazy lady fall apart in front of you? It isn't only Paul who may be ruining his life. You know, we'll both of us be losing our identities. I telephoned my analyst about it, and he said to see you Monday, but by Monday I'll be floating in the Hudson with the other garbage. I'm not well, so I'm not getting married. You've been swell, but I'm not getting married. Clear the hall, because I'm not getting married. Thank you all, but I'm not getting married. And don't tell Paul, but I'm not getting married today. Watch me die like Eliza on the ice. But perhaps I'll collapse in the abs right before you all. So take back the cake, burn the shoes, and boil the rice. Look, I didn't want to have to tell you, but I may be coming down with hepatitis, and I think I'm going to faint. So if you want to see me faint, I'll do it happily. But wouldn't it be funnier to go and watch a funeral? So thank you for the 27 dinner plates and 37 butter knives and 47 paperweights and 57 candle holders. I am not getting married. But I'm not getting married. Still, I'm not getting married. See, I'm not getting married. Let us pray that we're not getting married today.
That was the main theme from Dances with Wolves, music by John Barry. Bill Broughton conducted the Symphony of the Americas. We'll be back in just a moment.
Daddy always thought that he married beneath him. That's what he said, that's what he said. When he proposed, he informed my mother he was probably her very last chance. And though she was 22, though she was was 22, though she was 22. She married him. Life with my dad wasn't ever a picnic, more like a come as you are. When I was 5, I remember my mother dug earrings out of the car. I knew that they weren't hers, but it wasn't something you'd want to discuss. He wasn't warm. Well, not to her. Well, not to us. But everything was beautiful at the ballet. Graceful men lift lovely girls in white. Yes, everything was beautiful at the ballet. I was happy at the ballet. That's when I started class. Up a steep and very narrow stairway to the voice like a metronome. Up a steep and very narrow stairway. It wasn't paradise.
It wasn't paradise.
It wasn't paradise, but it was home. Mother always said I'd be very attractive when I grew up, when I grew up. Different, she said, with a special something and a very, very personal flair. And though I was 8 or 9, though I was 8 or 9, though I was 8 or 9, I hated her. Now, different is nice, but it sure isn't pretty. Pretty is what it's about. I never met anyone who was different who couldn't figure that out. So beautiful, I'd never live to see. But it was clear, if not to her, well then to me, that everyone is beautiful at the ballet. Every prince has got to have his swan.
When my father came to pick my mother up at the hospital, he said, well, I thought this was going to help, but I guess it's not. Anyway, I did have a fantastic fantasy life. I used to dance around the living room with my arms up like this. My fantasy was that it was an Indian chief, and he'd say to me, Maggie, do you want to dance? And I'd say, Daddy, I would love to dance.
But it was clear when he proposed that I was born to have their marriage anyway.
That's what he said.
That's what she said. I used to dance around the living room. He wasn't warm, not to her. It was an Indian chief, and he said, Maggie, do you want to dance? And I said, Daddy, I would love to. Everything
ballet.
Raise your arms, someone's always there.
That was At the Ballet from A Chorus Line by Marvin Hamlisch. We'll be back after a short pause. It's quiz time. All you have to do is identify the show from which this song comes, and you can win two tickets to the February 12th concert of the Cleveland Pops Orchestra at Severance Hall. The number is 800-343-WCLV, 800-343-9258. And here is the question. It's like a Jeopardy question. This musical will be coming to Playhouse Square in March. It was based on a book by E.L. Doctorow, and the name of the show is a kind of music made popular in the early 20th century. Now, that's the last century. Here is Marin Mazzi singing Back to Before from our mystery show.
Our happiness seemed never ending. I was so sure that where we were heading was right. Life was a road so certain and straight and unbending. Our little road with never a crossroad in sight. Back in the days when we spoke in civilized voices, women in white and sturdy young men at the oar. Back in the days when I let you make all my choices, we can never go back to before. A time my feet were so solidly planted, you'd sail away while I turned my back to the sea. I was content, a princess asleep and enchanted. If I had dreams, then I let you dream them for me. Back in the days when everything seemed so much clearer, women in white who knew what their lives held in store. Where are they now, those women who stared from the mirror? We can never go back to before. There are people out there unafraid of revealing that they might have a feeling, or they might have been wrong. There are people out there unafraid to feel sorrow, unafraid of tomorrow, unafraid to be weak, unafraid.
Congratulations to our winner. Two free tickets to the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's February 12th Valentine's Day concert at Severance Hall. And the show was Ragtime. That was Marin Mazzi singing Back to Before. It's really been a pleasure doing these shows the last 2 weeks. My favorite Broadway. So many things to pick from and so little time. So tune in again next week, same time, same station, for another installment of the Cleveland Pops Orchestra, Rhythms and Views. I'm Carl Topolo, conductor of the Cleveland Pops, suggesting you take time from your busy life to stop and listen to the music.